Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
Imagine, if you will, a man who's been growing a beard for about a year suddenly decides to shave it off in the Twilight Zone. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. It is a Saturday night. Nobody is listening. That's okay. Come on in. Guest call in. The number is 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Call me if you're lonely. Call me if you're bored. If you're not doing anything, go ahead and put that drink down. Call me anyway, but give me a call. So what's going on? It's Saturday night. It's baseball. We are looking at postseason baseball. And I'm going to go over that. I'm also going to go over some news stories. So I guess how's your week been? Why am I here on a Saturday night? Shouldn't I be working? Well, I think last time I did a show, I was doing a different job. Yeah. So I'm not working with my old employer anymore. I'm with a new employer and I love it. It's great. I get weekends off. You know, I get to do what I want. Well, not do what I want, but the job is fairly easy. In other words, it's, you know, it does require some thinking, but it's not like hard. It's not like, oh my God, I can't do this job. It's physically impossible, blah, blah, blah. No, it's actually, once you get to do it, it's really easy. I feel guilty kind of doing it, but, you know, I'm helping out. So I'm helping a business and hoping that it grows. So that's that. So what's up? What's up? What's going on your Saturday night? What's Sean Connery doing tonight? He's probably sleeping in. He's asleep by now. I want Sean Connery to run for president. Did anybody watch the debacle of the Democratic debate? Did anybody watch that garbage? I didn't. I was like, I had better things to do, like play with my sack. Really, I didn't watch that. I'm a reformed Democrat. Yeah, I was a Democrat when I was younger because I didn't know shit. I was like, yeah, okay, I'm a Democrat because they say they're for us. It was cool to be a Democrat. But once I started learning some things about this country and about what Democrats do and what they've done and what they're trying to do, I'm like, nope, don't want any part of that. You know, and the Democrats, they like to, oh, the Republicans are rich old white people. I'm sorry, but the Democrats that are running now, let's see, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Dead Sanders, both white, both old, both rich. Yeah, I could be wrong, but you know, the people that are running for, you know, trying to hit the word eludes me at the moment, the people running for president, not what you think. For example, Hillary Clinton, let's get on her for a second. She's all about gun control. She's trying to do this whole new gun control thing. Gun control, gun control. Guns are so evil. Guns kept this country free. If it wasn't for arms, a couple of things. We'd still be under British rule. And then after that, in World War II, we'd be under German rule. So guns kind of kept this country where it is. Guns have given us the freedom to say we don't like guns. But we still keep our guns. She wants more gun control. Hey, Hillary, here's a bit of advice for you. You need to keep your husband's trouser pistol under control, okay? You want to talk about gun control, yet your husband is sticking his pistol in every other gun holster that he can think of. And you want to talk about control? You better control that old-ass dude you're married to. You can't control your own house. You can't control your own emails. You can't control anything. And you want to talk about some gun control and you're running for president and you got all this shit hanging over your head, your emails and your president who fucks everything that moves. Come on. Come on. Really? Are Democrats that stupid? There's people like, I'll vote for her. Do you not see an underlying thing here? They're just seeing what's now. What's the surface? They're not thinking about Benghazi, the Benghazi butcher. That's what I call her. The Benghazi butcher, her emails, you know, her husband fucking around. Oh, there's a tree right there. It moved a little bit. I'm going to stick my thing deep in it. Oh, it feels good. It tastes good. Hey, she can't control shit. Her gun control should be, should I pull the trigger or should I squeeze? You squeeze, dummy. You squeeze. And on another note, Mr. Bernie Sanders, have you guys seen what this – have you seen him? He looks like a dick, like a wrinkled little turtle head dick, soft, just dripping. The skin is just hanging. He looks like the back – I'm sure his elbows look like that too. Next time you're out in public, go look at like an old dude and look at the back of his elbow. And just look, I mean, look at his elbow, not the back of his elbow, like there's a front of his elbow. That's the crook of the arm. But look at his elbow. See that wrinkly ass skin? That's Bernie Sanders. That's just him. That little piece of skin, that's all him. That's what he just reminds me of, this just piece of skin that shouldn't even be, they should like trim it. And he's talking about, excuse me while I take out my rubber bands for my braces. He's talking about socialism. He's an admitted socialist. Really? Really? And people want to vote for him? A socialist. Right. He becomes president, and we're going to turn into Siberia. Trust me on this. You really want a socialist president? We have some sheep that will vote. They will vote, yes. And I don't know if you know this, but they're issuing driver's license to immigrants, to illegal immigrants. Now, undocumented, they're illegal. It's illegal to be a resident here and not be a legal resident. Because if I wasn't a legal resident, or if I didn't file my taxes or do this or that, oh, I'd be in the ass house. Yeah, I'd be in the ass house quickly, the big booty house, because that's what they do to citizens who don't follow orders. But they'll invite everybody else to come in. Do you know what you have to do to vote in Mexico? Do you know the steps you have to go through? You have to provide all kinds of information just to vote. But you could come over here. Now, find out which is easier. Which is voting is easier, United States or Mexico? Do your research. Do your research, and they'll tell you. That's why they come over here. That's why everybody comes over here, because it's easier, and we're just catering to it. And your tax dollars are paying for that. My tax dollars pay your salary. Well, thank you very much. You also paid for this pen that we need your signature on this ticket. Thanks, and have a nice day, ma'am. Yeah. Gosh. Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's Part 4, Death in Siberia. But he's alive. People are going to think he's dead. No, I'm not dead. 75 years old, and he's trying to run for president? He's going to be, if he gets it, just think, he's 75 now. If he gets it, 76, okay? Three more years, 79 years old. A 79-year-old president. I don't trust 75-year-old dudes on bicycles. I don't trust them walking in front of me. Do you see what happened when he was doing his little spiel? I forgot what state it was. But he was doing his thing outside, and these two women came up and did the Black Lives Matter thing. And he just like, nah, let me sidestep. And just, he looked all weak and meek. And he's just like with his head down. And they're just like, blah, 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 blah. And everybody's like, blah. And he's just standing there like a little punk. He just got bitched at his own gathering. Bernie, you will get bitched by Vladimir Putin. Putin won't stand for that. Putin will, Tomsky, you will get bitched, ski. Whatever ski. They don't put ski behind every word that they say, just so you know. But, you know, it just sounds funny when I do it. Speaking of Putin. No, not that Putin. Speaking of Vladimir Putin, the guy has a set of brass balls the size of Pluto. The dude, now, hate him or love him, I don't know what's going on, you know, and this is another thing. Our mainstream media kind of like twists stuff. So we're going to get to some of the stuff that they twist. But he, something's going on in the Ukraine. Now, it appears that he invaded the Ukraine. Well, we don't know. I mean, United States just thinks he's a big bad man and he's just invading. Do you know what he's doing over in Syria? You know, you heard of ISIS? You seen all their top 10 videos? Yeah, we've all seen it, and they're doing more. They're just like killing Christians, doing things like that. Now, Putin took his big brass pierogies, put them on the table, and said, I'm going to go into Syria, and I'm going to wipe out ISIS. And that's exactly what the fuck he's doing. He's wiping out ISIS right now. He's wiping them the fuck out. What he's doing in like a week's time has been taking the United States months to do. But there's a catch. He's buddies with Assad, the president or whatever the fuck he is, ruler of Syria. Now, he could be another up-and-coming Saddam Hussein. Who knows? You know, again, the politics in Syria, I get what we get from the media. And they only give us what we want to hear. They don't give us the truth. So, you know, what is the stance? The United States is arming the rebels. Well, and they're fighting Assad's regime. And then ISIS is also fighting Assad's regime. So what's going on here? It's like the United States is fighting Russia through a proxy. If you don't know what that is, let me tell you. Proxy means like a stand-in, a placeholder. So in so to speak, for dumb speak, the United States is using the rebels to fight Russia, who's using Assad's regime to fight the United States. See what I mean? Now, this wouldn't happen during Bush. This would not happen. Bush is like, me and Putin, we're just good folks. We get along great. I'm sounding a little older than before because I got older. But Saddam Hussein, Assad are just bad rulers. Don't mind me. My braces are kind of getting in the way. My teeth are getting straight, but they're getting in the way. But yeah. Putin is just like kicking ass. He's kicking ass, not taking names. He don't give a shit. He's just wiping it out. Now, these should be top stories. These should be top stories. Do you know what we're getting in the U.S.? Lamar Odom ODs at a brothel. The Kardashians are up in arms and they're sad. Say a prayer for Lamar Odom. Oh, let me think. Lamar Odom, the crackhead. Lamar Odom, the guy who was like smoking crack and doing meth and heroin and whatever the fuck else he was doing. And he was all over the news, and him and one of them KKK sisters he was married to. He was a bad guy then, but suddenly he's a good guy. He passed out in a brothel full of all kinds of drugs. Yet, this is what they said. They found him unconscious in a brothel, and he had taken 10 doses of plant substitute of Viagra. Now, why didn't you name all the other drugs that he was taking? Speaking of Putin, Why didn't they mention any other drugs that he was taking? Why didn't they mention the alcohol? Why do they got to mention the Viagra? Because he was in a brothel? I mean, how fucking embarrassed do you have to be passed out on just Viagra, right? I mean, you know, some guys would be like, hey, yo, it's good, but you can't get it up, you fucking softy. And I don't know. Maybe he's, I mean, he's still married, legally married to Chloe, is it? Chloe, yeah. Help me out, producer. Is he married to Chloe? I think so. And she's like, oh, my God, sing a prayer for him. He's such a good man. I hope he wakes up. He was fucking ODing. You hope he wakes up? Do you know what the fuck was in his system? Cocaine. I'm thinking some other shit that we've probably never heard of. Bath salts, Epsom salts, rock salt, sea salt. Who knows? He had all kinds of shit in his system, along with this fake bite. Well, plant version of Viagra. I don't know. Weed, maybe, is what they're calling it. Oh, he was taking the plant version of Viagra. No, it's called weed. No, it's not called Kush. It's not called perp. It's not called this, and it's not called that. It's just weed. And those of you older folks that know back in the day. So anyway, let's get back to Lamar Odom for a second. Chloe, the bigger one, the huge one. She needs to do all them drugs. Bitch, you big. Put down the burger. Do some crack. That'll get you. So he's just like passed out. Hard dick, drooling. I mean, that's what guys do when they take Viagra. They get, you know, a rock solid boner and they drool. That's nothing new. And he was passed out. Maybe he was done. Oh my God, he's out of date. No, he's fucking sleeping. He's done. They're saying that he had fluid coming out of his nose and his mouth. He probably had fluid coming out of his pecker too, but you guys wouldn't let him finish. And he was snoring. They said he was snoring. He was happy. He was done. Leave him alone. And he woke up like, oh, and you imagine he wakes up and he's got all them damn Kardashians just hanging around him looking for that more of the limelight. Let's make ourselves look good. So let's go by his bedside and pray. You fucking Kardashians, you're gross. You're whores. You disgust me. You're good for nothing. You know how you all got famous? All of you? No, not Mr. Bruce Jenner, Mr. Transformer. You all got famous because of Ray J's dick. Nobody knew who Kim Kardashian was until Ray J, the younger brother of the singer, who sings very good, I'm actually a fan of hers, Brandy, her younger brother pumped Kim full of his love, and she got famous. And it was a great video, and everybody's like, look at that ass. What? What about her ass? It's not even that great. It's fake. She's got some weird-looking legs. And she's got this big butt that she injected. And now she's famous for what? For what? Her father was a leech. That was OJ's lawyer. He was a leech, ambulance chaser. He got famous because he took OJ's money to defend him. That's how they got famous. Ray J's pecker. How would you like to be fit? Oh, Monica Lewinsky knows. Oh, I made Bill Clinton's pecker famous. She made cigars famous. That's what she did. So Kardashian, why do people still give you money? Why do you have a show? You guys suck. You have no talent. You've all your names start with K. There's like three of you. So KKK, come on. I mean, we don't see the underlining message here. Everybody, come on, where's the controversy? KKK, oh yeah, they're secretly KKK. Because I'm pretty sure if they were blonde and blue-eyed and all their names were Ks, I'm sure somebody would be saying, oh, that's an undercover way of promoting the KKK. That's a conspiracy theory. Fuck you. Anyway, moving along, and that news right there, That just, let's go back to the weed. Now, I want to get it. See, weed has become some scientific thing now. Everybody's so all about weed. They're all about the different names and the different ways that get you high. Like this one's blue, purple Kush. This one's sticky red. This one's from Thailand. This one's from Timbuktu. This one's from Uranus. It's become this like science. Everybody's so like scientifically, well, if you combine this seed and that seed, you can make this fucking weed. Back in the day, it was like how much? 50, 60, that was it. You knew you got weed. And every time you got it, it was like, oh, this is pretty good. Oh, this is better than the last time. And maybe then that's where they started experimenting with, you know, different strains, they call it. I mean, it's a business now. It's not even just about getting high anymore. It's a business. Well, I'm going to smoke this because I want to see if it affects my left eyeball more than my right eyeball. And is it going to make my ass hair grow more? Am I going to get high up or am I going to get high down? What high is this going to make me? High all around? Is it going to make me paranoid or am I going to be super high? Because I want to be super high. Am I going to get hungry or just real hungry? Am I going to have the munchies? Fuck! It's confusing. It's like, no, don't. I don't need that shit. No, thanks. nobody gets high anymore, you know. Nobody gets high. So, I'm getting text message. Just so, don't mind me. So, nobody gets high anymore. You know, they experiment. I mean, they get high, you know, and it used to be fun, but when you're coughing, like you've got, you know, like you've got some sort of like chest infection. What fun is that? That's like running. I think we talked about running last time. What fucking fun is running when you're and you're running down the street? You're skinny, you're sweating. You look like you haven't eaten in about 3 months. You look like you just ran from, you're running from something. Like you've been running all your life. What fun? And there's like a whole like community of running. There's magazines and fucking Runners Central about fucking running. You know what my running is? Running so I don't shit my pants if I got the runs. The runs. Notice how I did that with a little wordplay? I mean, oh my God, I can't do it. I can't. But then there's the gym, you know, and I go to the gym, you know, I do that. I go to the gym, like, you know, work out. I got to get my muscles on, stuff like that. And that's good. You go for a purpose. Running doesn't really, nobody can really see the results of running, except that you look like you're sick. You look like, you know, you need a burger or two. You look like you've got the bug. You look like you need to go and get some food. You know, if you need to go get some food, you need to go there.
We are Whole Foods. We offer nothing but the finest gluten-free, cage-free, pesticide-free, born-free foods and products in our fine store. We believe we are a cut above the rest of those stores only common people shop at, because you won't find none of our products at those places. When you shop with us, you get a sense of entitlement. Our prices might be through the roof, but think of the trade-off. Although you might get evicted from your dwelling, spending all your hard-earned money shopping with us, but think of it this way. You will be the most healthiest homeless person out there. Because we're Whole Foods. We're not just a natural store. We're a status symbol.
Foods, because that's where all the cultists go. Cultists. Did I say that right, producer? Cultists. You CrossFit cultists. CrossFit is like made up shit. Well, let's just swing this thing about 45 fucking times because that's going to help. Kettlebell snatches. What? When are you going to be doing this shit? You tell me, because let me just go over what I do. And I try not to do too much. I try to incorporate all the big muscle groups, thighs, glutes, chest, back, you know, the little muscle groups like the arms, the calves, abs, lower back, that sort of thing. Those get incorporated kind of, you know, after that. You want to do the big muscle groups first, and then you want to do the little muscle groups that are related to it. You know, some people mix it up, but you don't want to, I mean, unless you're bodybuilding for a specific piece of muscle, like there's this inside of my bicep, I want to get bigger. So I'm going to go for an hour and train that one fucking muscle. It's on my right arm. That's what they do. I did shoulders. Did you do anything else? No. So you did shoulders for 2 fucking hours? What are you, retarded? How long does it take to pick up a weight over your head? A couple of seconds. And you were there for 2 hours doing shoulders. You know, trying to get big shoulders. Easy. Do what I do. Go to the gym. If you're going to work out your back, work out your back. Do 3 exercises on the big muscle groups. Then do 3 on the smaller ones. Done. 1 hour. You're out of there. There's no need to spend 3 hours in a gym. You know, gym is my life. Well, you know, it's good. I recommend going to the gym. I strongly recommend it. But spending 3 hours, no. The bodybuilders, you know, more power to you to look big, you know, because that's mainly what it is. I mean, you just want to look big. Let's put it out there. You just want to look big. there you can still look healthy, but when you go overboard and you get, you're so damn big that you need a selfie stick to wipe your ass, I don't think that's really necessary. That doesn't benefit your livelihood. I think being overall healthy is good. Not running until you're having a heart attack and not lifting a weight until you can't wipe your own butt. Because I don't want to get to the point to where I can't wipe my butt unless I'm old. Then it's like, okay, you better wipe my ass for me because I can't reach back there. I'm only 50 years old. No, but anyway, but you get it. So, you know, calm down with the gym. You know, there's no need to go overboard. That doesn't benefit anybody. That 3 hours doesn't impress anybody. It just says, okay, you're a loser because out of that 2 hours, you could be doing something else with someone else. So hour maximum, 3-4 days a week, cool. You don't have to do it 7 days. It's like, you know what, you want to bodybuild, great. Do you have to go that much? I mean, your rest and nutrition, that's it. Anyway, I'm boring you. So I'm coming back from the gym. And I'm tooling along on the freeway. Out of the corner of my eye, I see one of those CHP SUVs. And I'm just like, fuck. You never know with CHP. You never know. It's like they pop out of nowhere. They're like crackheads jumping out of a tree with stolen Tide. Oh, you want Bass and Tide? I mean, the CHP comes out of nowhere, and it's like, dude, where did you come from?
Baby, I pulled you over for doing 90 miles an hour. I'll suck your dick for this ticket.
No, there's no need. I'll sign it. Just get the fuck out of my face, please. It's like, seriously. Is my roommate home? I don't think so. But seriously. You know, it's amazing. With CHP just pops out of nowhere, and you could be doing, they'll casually pull up next to you, and you're doing like 95, and there they are. Hi, how are you? You want to pull your ass over? I'll take you to jail, you son of a bitch. Jeez, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There's a lot of stuff that's going around. There's this term, you could probably read it in my notes. Have you heard of the term Netflix and chill? So I did a little research. I've been hearing this a lot lately. In fact, I heard it for the first time, I think, last year. Didn't really catch on, but lately it's been catching on. Netflix and chill is just a euphemism for let's fuck and have the TV on in the background, because that's what it is. Netflix and chill. Everybody knows what that is now. It's you invite someone over, most likely it's a guy inviting over a girl, and let's watch some Netflix. Because when I was dating, and I say was, is because I'm not dating anybody right now. So I'm just like, you know, when I was dating, Netflix was like, let's watch Netflix. Let's see what's on. If chill came after that, then chill it was. But it wasn't planned. It was like it's more like Netflix and hope. That's what it should be called. Netflix and I hope I get some. Netflix and chill. You just watched it. You just watched Netflix. And now some chick is trying to use that as a defense. She's suing somebody. She's suing Netflix because she got pregnant. And the guy that got her pregnant invited her over for what? Netflix and chill. Bitch, it takes two to get pregnant. Don't tell me that you didn't know what was happening. You don't just get pregnant by accident. There is no such thing. So getting pregnant by accident means you're on the side of the road next to an overturned car and you're having sex. That's getting pregnant by accident. It's not like, oh, oops, I didn't know what he was doing. Oh, he didn't pulling out in time is you got pregnant because he's got weak pullout game. Weak pullout. That's how you got pregnant. Not by accident. There is no by accident baby. It's called weak pullout. So you knew what was going on. And if you thought Netflix was some magical prophylactic that it wasn't going to get you pregnant if you watched it, well, you know, you're stupider than you imagine. And stupider is not really a word. You're more stupid. So I just proved that I was more stupid by saying stupider. But, you know, whatever. But I can't believe that she's doing that. I mean, she's literally suing Netflix because Netflix and chill, right? What she should have been doing, they should have been watching baseball. See, baseball is winding down. It's the league championship series. If you're not familiar with that, the winners of these league championship series become the two teams that play in the World Series. So right now, there are four teams playing. The winners of each one of those leagues goes to play in the World Series. Well, as you know, I'm a huge Giants fan. I've been a Giants fan for many, 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 that kind of dates myself. I've been a Giants fan for a bit. And they've every odd year since 2010, they've won the World Series. They won it, every even year. Derp. So they won it in 2010, 2012, and 2014. That's pretty unique. Only the Yankees, I believe, have won, you know, or I've got to do my homework. Producer, do some homework. We've got 13 minutes. I'm sure you can look it up. I need to know when the Giants, when they won, or have any other teams done it. I don't know. All I'm saying is I know the Giants did it. But the Dodgers, the Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Dodgers did not make it to the World Series again. They've been going to playoff after playoff after playoff, and each and every time they lose. So for you Los Angeles Dodgers out there, fans, sorry, your Dodgers dodged the World Series again. It should be called, I don't know, I wrote it down somewhere. They should be called the Never Again Dodgers. The Never Agangeles. Yeah, I wrote it in my notes and I didn't even read it. Great. Who does that? What asshole tells jokes and doesn't even write it down and read his own shit? Like, you know what? I'm just going to make shit up as I stand up here. I'm just going to see whatever I throw up and see if you laugh at that. And don't laugh because it's, you know, you're laughing to be nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm just doing it to be nice.
Yeah, bullshit. Bullshit. Yeah. So anyway, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they lost again. You know, the Giants, they didn't make it. The Dodgers didn't make it. The Mets and the Cubs are the two National League teams, and the Royals and the Blue Jays are the two American League teams. Now, the Mets won tonight, so they're up by one game. The Royals won again, so they're up by two games. So, you know, the way things are headed, it could be Mets and Royals in the World Series. That'd be pretty cool. I'd actually like to see the Cubs and the Blue Jays. So, it's like, whatever. You know, the Giants aren't in it, but I still like my baseball. Football's on too. So, sorry for the dead air. You know, I've got my phone over here and, you know, and I'm doing this and that. And so, anyway, anybody who's listening, yeah, okay. 1927, 1928. I thought they did it more recently, the Yankees. No? Did they? Maybe? Producer? Little help? I always go to him to bail me out. My name is Tom, voiceover talent, and I do some voiceovers and stuff. So, I'll do a voiceover. Oh, yeah. I was listening to this radio station the other day on my way to work. And it's funny how when there's two DJs, they'll like, they know when each other shuts up and then they'll continue, but they're like, they're actually kind of funny. And I mostly laugh at, damn, don't you shut the fuck up. I mean, they sound so fake, but when they get off the radio, are they still talking like that? Like the guys, hey, baby, where would you like me to put it, on your face or where? You want it on your butt? Okay, blah, blah, blah. Let's have sex. Yes, we're going to have sex again. Oh, you like it dirty, don't you? You're dirty. Aren't you just dirty? Would you like that dirtiness. 36, 37, 38. The New York Yankees won the World Series 3 times in 5 years. Man, that dude's good. He's hired. Anyway, Dodgers didn't make it. So there's a story that there's this kid who was killed brandishing a toy gun at the police. And they shot him, you know, almost as soon as they got out of the car. Now, this is what I'm hearing. I didn't see the video. This is a trip. Human nature is a trip. Some people see what they want to see. Some people see something different. Nobody can just see it for what it is. They always have to like overreact when it doesn't go their way. So this kid got shot carrying a gun. He had a toy gun. He was like brandishing it around in public. Now, back in the day, you know, when you're a kid, you can kind of play, you know, cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, whatever you played. 49, 50, 51, 52, 53. Okay, then that's 5 and 5 years for the Yankees, I guess. So 54 was the Giants, New York Giants. How do I know that? Hey. So Al Rosen was on the team. That's about all I know. That's all I know. What I'm saying is, what was I going at? Derp, 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 derp. I was going somewhere with this. God, see, when I get distracted, I just like lose it. And I go, oh, I got to get back to it. So yeah, this kid, he gets shot for brandishing a toy gun, which looks real. If you go around now, okay, let's just say, see, I'm neither saying anything bad about the kid or anything bad about the police. I'm just going to say what happened. This kid, I think he was 12, I want to say, was out brandishing a weapon that looked like a real gun. Now, let's stop right there. We all know, and let's not be stupid about this, we all know that there's kids out there that are shooting kids and people. Yes, that is true. These kids are brandishing guns. I've seen it on TV, and you see it on YouTube. These thugs are pointing guns in the camera. Yeah, bitch, this is a 9, bitch. This is my chopper, bitch. This bitch, I'll kill you, bitch, because, bitch, you were disrespecting me, bitch, and I'm going to kill you because I don't value life nor my own, bitch. Don't touch my mama, bitch, because I'm going to bitch kill you, bitch. You be a bitch, and I will fuck you with my 9, motherfucker, bitch. Because that's all I see. They're brandishing their guns, their fingers on the trigger, just throwing gang signs up there. Bitch, you disrespect me, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to cap your ass, bitch. And it's always the young ones. Old dudes, come on. My age, do you really think there's guys out there that are just like shooting, like, hey, yeah, so if I ever catch you on my lawn or if I ever catch you stealing my mail, perhaps parking in my space, I'm going to shoot you, bitch. And that's just the way it is. If you happen to get the last coconut creamer at the store, why, I'm going to bust a cap in your ass. Is that the last ibuprofen on the shelf? If you try to take that, bitch, I'm going to cap you. Me and my gang of old folks are going to snuff you the fuck out. We don't do that. Young kids are so full of stupidity and so full of anger. Their parents can't reel them in and say, don't be fucking dumb. Where'd you get that gun? I'm going to beat your ass. I'm keeping you in the house. No, I can't control my kid. So you're just going to let them go do what they're going to do, you know, and whatever. I mean, get a rein on your kids. Don't let them make videos and don't let them shoot people. Just let them be kids. Anyway, this kid has a real looking gun. They sell these. I used to work at Walmart. I've seen them. A gun that looked exactly like an AR. And it's not automatic rifle. It's not assault rifle. It's called Armalite. Starts with an Armalite. Armalite. 15. The model. So let's get this straight for you fucks that know, well, my listeners that know some fucks that think AR means automatic rifle, assault rifle. No. It's AR. Armalite is the model. Armalite. Anyway, it looks just like that. A handgun looked just like a Beretta, I swear. No orange little nib on it. No nothing. It looked exactly. So when you're outside brandishing this thing, and some asshole with a cell phone gets all, my God, there's a man out waving a gun around. Hurry, send the police. Did you see what I just did there? It's not, oh, well, it's just some kid. He's got a plastic toy gun. Nah, let him play. No, it's some asshole with a cell phone saying, oh, my God, there's somebody brandishing a weapon. Please hurry. So what do the cops think? The cops get this fourth hand. First, the idiot who calls it in, that's first hand. Actually, they get it third hand. Then the dispatcher who relays that exact same message, because that's what they're trained to do. Caller called and said, man brandishing a weapon. Goes to the police. The police are like, holy shit, there's a guy outside brandishing a gun. We need to be ready, because if we show up there, he's going to turn around and fuck us up. So what do we have to do? We're ready. Our mindset is ready. We're going to have a fight on our hands. So they're already ready. They're amped up and ready, because why? Let's go backwards, folks. Follow me here. Follow me closely. Don't be left behind like the sheep. They get a call from dispatch saying there is a man brandishing a weapon. That dispatch got a call from some fucking asshole with a cell phone saying, oh my God, there's a man brandishing a weapon. What really they saw was a 12-year-old kid playing with a plastic gun. You see what I just did there? Follow the fuck along, retards. Let's go full circle back to the police officer. They show up. They're ready. This kid turns around with his gun. They don't know what's going on. They can't like look up and go, oh, yeah, that's a toy gun. I could tell. That's about 20 feet away. We're about 15 feet away. We're 5 feet away. You can't even tell if it's real, if it's pointed at your fucking head, because by then it's too late. Is that a toy? Pow! No, you're dead. So what do they have to do? It's a real gun. We need to handle it like a real gun situation. So what do? They come out. They're ready. This kid whips around with this plastic gun. Hey, it's out. It's ready. Your intent with a gun out of wherever it should be, out of its holster, out of your jacket, out of your pocket, means you're going to use it. There is no like, look at my gun, everybody. I just want to show it off to all the people in the street. Kid is dead. Because some fucking asshole on a phone called up and said, there's somebody brandishing a gun. And now they want to prosecute the police officer. And you know what? Rightfully so. The police officer got let off. Hate me if you want to. Unfollow me if the fuck you want to. But you know I speak the truth. You know this is true. Because if it was your relative that was the police officer or your asshole friend that called, you would think something was wrong there along those lines. It starts with the asshole with the cell phone trying to be righteous and saying, oh my God, get the facts. If it's some kid, if my neighbor's kids have ARs, black ARs, I'm thinking they're kids. We're not in Syria. We're not in Iraq. They ain't trying to shoot anybody. They're kids playing cops and robbers. Let them play. I'm not going to, oh my God, there's some 2 foot lady outside with a big gun. Please hurry. There's some 1.5 foot kid speaking Spanish with a gun. Looks like he's got a Glock. Hurry up. He's going to kill me. Really? Fuck, have some sense, people. I didn't even get through all my shit today. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I think I kind of did. Hillary Clinton? I sure did. I sure did. Like to thank everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.